Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning. Now, normally I come up here and give you a whole load of instructions about what to do with children. But this morning is a family service, so I'm going to give you instructions about what to do with yourselves. All of you, oldest to the youngest. Now, remember, family services, normal rules don't apply. So that means, just like over Christmas, if you got together as a family, there would have been noisy little ones in the afternoon who maybe made a bit too much noise and it got a bit aggravating. There would have been grumpy old ones who fell asleep because they'd eaten too many sprouts with their dinner and started snoring and getting noisy and a bit annoying. So we all bring something to the table this morning as a family. So we need to love one another. If somebody falls asleep next to you, gently restore them. If somebody's a little bit loud next to you, then please be generous and patient with them. That means grown-ups, if you've got little ones, you don't have to take them out. It's okay to bring them up the front to make it easier. It's okay to play with cars, little people, not big people, within the bounds of your capacity. But one thing to remember is that the hub is out of bounds for unattended children. That's because there's nobody there to keep them safe, and the road, it opens straight onto the road, the doors. So that's just a word of sensibleness this morning. Right, let's get on with it then, shall we? So, how do we spend our average day? Would you like to know? Yeah? What we do in an average day. This is an average, so that means it could be higher or it could be lower in your personal experience. If it's way higher and you're embarrassed, it's okay, you don't need to tell us. If it's lower, you can just sit there smiling to yourself if it's something that maybe you shouldn't be spending all your time doing. So I need a volunteer, and a volunteer who particularly has something to do with the internet. Anybody who is particularly works, perhaps the internet, maybe is getting married this year, has a lovely check shirt on, plays keyboards, and his name is Nick. Now, Pastor Clive's going to give you very, very complicated instructions about how you don't reveal the answer. Now then, so this is the internet. Now, this is the average statistic for an adult in the UK in the year 2014. How much time a day do they spend on using the internet? What do you think? Any answers? Anybody got anything? 2 hours. I have 2 hours. Does anybody like to go higher or lower? Higher? Who says higher? Hands up if you think it's higher than 2 hours. Okay, should we go for three? 3 hours? Anybody think it's higher than 3 hours? Higher than 3 hours? I've got to remind myself, hold. This is just the internet. Okay, you're doing quite well. Do you like to reveal the answer? This is just internet use. The average adult spends 3 hours on the internet. Now, some of you work with the internet, so your statistic's going to be higher. Some of you are just looking at me like, what's the internet? This is the sign for Wi-Fi. Okay. So, 3 hours a day on the internet. Right, okay, now, so you're doing quite well, the higher, lower thing. Let's have somebody else who can help us with the next thing. Now, the next subject is film and television and movies, Laura Bright. I don't even need to think of anybody else in my life. Come and join us. However did you know I was going to pick you? Laura's lived with this. Laura's also studied this, so I'm not just picking on her television watching. Right. How many hours a day, television, movies, average adult in the UK? Who's going to give me a starting amount? Starting amount.
A day.
Oh, we're varying from 2 to 6. Billy, what do you think? 4. You helped me make the card, you're right. 4 hours. 4 hours television and movies. My mouth's drying up. Which is quite a lot. Now, this changes for teenagers. It's slightly less for teenagers, who may be interested to know. I'm drying up with the excitement. Right, now. So, 3 hours on the internet, 4 hours watching TV. The next thing is sleeping. Anybody who sleeps a lot, darling?
Peter.
I love being
there
up
you go,
here.
Mate. Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged. Okay, so the average sleeping time of a UK adult. Anybody like to give me something? Eight. We've got eight here. Would you like to go higher? Or would you like to go lower? Lower. Okay, eight. Would you like to go to seven? 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 Any lower than seven? Hands up if you think lower than seven. Oh, you'd be quite correct. Would you like to reveal? Six and a half. 6.5 hours of sleep. This is an average. Obviously, some of us, darling, put that average up quite a lot, don't we? Okay. Right, you're doing quite well. Now, the next one is exercise. Have we anybody who's really sporty, full of energy, exercise, ready to go? Is Robin here? Can't see him. Robin! Come on, then. Robin's small group is football training. Hands up if you're in Robin's small group, getting fit.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Just you, Andy and Robin. It's a very small game of football. Okay, exercise. So this is the daily amount of exercise taken by an adult in the UK. Who would like to hazard a guess? 2 minutes, Kate. We're not going on you, love. 2 minutes. That's up the stairs. That's it. That's downstairs and upstairs. Anybody like to go higher than 2 minutes? An hour. An hour. Hands up if you think it's an hour. Hands up if you think it's higher than an hour. Hands up if you think it's lower than an hour. Correct. I'd just like to say at this point, the government recommends that each adult takes 30 minutes exercise a day. However, the reality is that we take, please reveal, Robin, how many minutes of exercise the average person takes. 7 minutes. Is the average.
Don't even do that.
Which means that some of us are really keen and do it, some of us don't take any exercise at all. Okay, so the next one is eating. So anybody who's into food, perhaps is a chef, we don't get to see him very often, makes best pancakes in the world, and is looking at me saying, please don't do this, Mr. Imhoff. Come and join us. It's just so nice to see. Let everybody see your loveliness without your pinny on. It's a vegetarian dinner, just so we didn't upset anybody. Okay, eating each day on average. How long does it take us to eat?
Guess what that is.
Each day. 1 hour. Would anybody like to go higher than an hour? Okay, anybody want to go lower than an hour? Lower than an hour. You guys like your food, don't you? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Lower than 20 minutes? Anybody? Higher than 20 minutes? Lower than an hour and higher than 20 minutes. You're very, very good. Would you like to show us, Steve? 39 minutes. 39 minutes. That doesn't include the preparation of it, I'm pretty sure. That's just the eating, if I remember rightly. Well, you'd know all about that. Preparation's considerably longer. It is when you're cooking because of how much attention to detail you spend. Okay, brilliant. Right. The next one is a specialist subject of one of my very great friends and colleagues. Perhaps you'd like to show the symbol, Pastor Clive, and then people will understand why I'm inviting Colin Squires to come and join me. What is it? It says everything about you, my friend. This is going to the toilet. Okay? This is not baths, showers, other ablutions. This is just going to the toilet each day. And quite excitingly, we have two different sets of statistics for this because men and women spend different amounts of time in the toilets. Now, what should we do first? Should we go, hands up if you think ladies spend more time in the toilets than men. Just a few brave men put their hand up. Hands up if you think gentlemen spend more time in the toilet than the ladies. You are correct. I am reliably informed it's because they have more important things to read. So, how many minutes do you think an average UK gentleman would spend in the toilet each day? I know you all know this. Half an hour. Okay, half an hour. Who would like to go higher than half an hour? Anybody higher than half an hour? Okay. All the husbands are looking at the wives who just put their hands up and going, shh. Anybody like to go lower than half an hour? Lower? Isaac, you voted for both. Confuse me. Well, it is actually low, but we can't reveal yet. It's slightly lower than that. And, well, actually, we will reveal because then it's too complicated to do it. The purple figure is for the gentlemen and the yellow figure is for the ladies. It's not a lot in it, but just enough for us that know. Brilliant. Okay, then the next statistic is about using the phone, the telephone. Now, Mr. Blake, I've been informed by other people that you spend a lot of time on the telephone. Would you like to come join us? Guilty as charged. Now, this is using a phone. Now, this covers quite a lot of different things because it also involves listening to music and it involves social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, for those that understand. Guilty as charged there. So that's using your phone for various forms of entertainment. So it's not just telephone calls, but includes telephone calls per day. Would anybody like to give me a statistic? 3 hours. Who would like to go higher than 3 hours? Okay, all speaking from personal experience. 4 hours? 5 hours? 5 hours? Anybody want to go lower than 5 hours? Yeah, go back down again to 4 hours maybe. Down a bit? Not sure? Obviously varies a lot from person to person. Would you like to reveal how long it is? It's 2 hours. But of course, combined with the time that you might spend on the internet at using your device or watching a movie, well, yeah, you can do all that on the loo, that's true. you are looking at, that's 9 hours, isn't it? 9 hours of media between spread over the different devices. So you might spend all of those 9 hours on the phone, not on the toilet, Claire, no, on the phone. that could be how you do it. Okay, so the next one is cleaning. Now, Angela, you were the first person that came to mind, and how lovely that you're here. So this is kind of by way of an honour for cleaning and keeping everybody clean at the college all the time, that you should come and be the only person worthy enough to lift this. So, thank you. Like my polish. Thank you. You can tell that it is polish. I appreciate that. So, cleaning in a day. These statistics also vary for men to women, but I haven't put those on to save any further arguments. Right, so, cleaning per day. Who would like to start me with a time? 10 minutes. 10 minutes, okay. 10 minutes, who would like to go higher? Higher, so I was gonna go higher with that, okay. Half an hour? More, higher, an hour? An hour? Higher than an hour? Obviously, your statistics don't count for this. Higher than an hour? 2 hours. Okay, would you like to show us, Andrew? 34 minutes per day cleaning. Okay, right, we've got one more. One more. And this is about family time. So who would like to come and represent families? Billy, come on then, your first hand up. Seeing as you're part of my family, that works. Come to go and collect it and come and stand here. So you have to hold it without showing the numbers. Okay, so this is just hold it up high so people at the back can see. Well done. That's just representing the fact that all our families are different shapes, different sizes. But quality family time might be you and your hamster. Quality family time a day. How long do you think you spend quality family time? Who'd like to start me? 1 minute. Jazz, well done. Thanks for that. Who'd like to go higher than 1 minute? 10 minutes. Oh, who'd like to go higher than 10 minutes? Not very many want to go higher than... Anybody want to go higher than 10 minutes? Well done. Shall we go up to 15? Anybody still with me at 15? 15. Shall we go to 20 minutes? Anybody? The dizzy heights of 20 minutes family time. Can you stay with me? Hands up if you think you spend 20 minutes quality family time per day. You're wrong. Would you like to show everybody? Nineteen minutes. So, 19 minutes family time, as opposed to 34 minutes cleaning your house. And then we add up all the media time. It's a lot longer than even the time we spend asleep. And then, perhaps we won't do the statistics for eating, going to the toilet, but things that you have to do. So that's the average day. Now this, if you add it all up, if you're clever and you can do that, it gives you 6 hours left in a day. And in that 6 hours, you'll notice that we haven't looked at such things as going to work, going to school, having a bath, going to Tesco's. Other supermarkets are available. Going for a walk if you've got a dog. If anything, doing the dishes. I suppose that could come under cleaning, couldn't it? 6 hours left for everything else that you do. I appreciate you can multitask, as we said earlier, especially lots of those things can be done whilst you're on the loo, but not so many of them when you're asleep. So that's our average day.
So what about praying in the time of Jesus then?
Where do we fit that in? In the 6 hours. That's the 6 hours you're at school. Do it in the lessons. Well, Daniel, mate, sometimes I can understand. Some lessons, many prayers are offered up in.
So, Sally, yeah. There's obviously a lot of pressure on our time then. And the fast that we're doing is all about God being first. So if we're starting this fast, and it's called First Love, and we can see there's a pressure on our time, if that doesn't include, like, work, doesn't include going to school, doing the dishes, going shopping, all that kind of stuff, why do you think God's saying that we need to have a first love or put God first at the beginning of this year?
I think the pictures tell you the answer. Guilty as charged. I don't do 9 hours on the internet, but I do more hours on the internet than I need to do. I do more hours on TV than I need to do. Some of these things are non-negotiables. We need to eat for at least two of our meals over the next little while, and the children need to eat. Some of the things need to happen, like our houses need to be clean, but some of these things don't need to happen or need to happen in a different way or in a different order. For example, I quite often, because I'm with the children, I don't hear the preach on Sunday morning, so I can listen to it online when I'm cleaning. It actually helps me to forget that I'm cleaning, to concentrate on the Lord. So it's a double blessing. So I get to hear the word, and I get my house clean without noticing I did it, and I feel so much better at it. So that's top advice for all of you gentlemen who are now going to be sharing the cleaning as you realise that that's how much time it is, to be able to do that. But
so, Charlie, what we found then is these are average times, aren't they, for an adult at work.
Yeah.
Obviously, it will change if you're a young person, it will be different to this and everything. So if this is the average thing, we're not average, though, are we?
No.
Is there anybody in the room that wants to be an average person? Okay. So part of what we're doing over the next 6 weeks, the next 40 days, is we want to change these statistics. Is that right?
Yeah.
So instead of fitting in with the way everybody else seems to live their lives in the status quo of things, we want to put God right at the heart, right at the beginning. We want to put God first. Is that right? So if we're putting God first, do you think that's going to impact any of these or not? Not just for 40 days, but do you think it would impact any of these on an ongoing basis if God's first in our life? What do you reckon? So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be fasting food. We're doing one meal a day. We want to encourage everybody to do that, one meal a day, and you choose which one that is. But instead of eating, what are you going to do? Spend time with the Lord instead, right? Wednesday, we want to encourage everybody to fast all day on Wednesday, certainly if you're an adult. And then we're going to meet in the evenings on Wednesdays and worship, meet with God and encounter God and everything. Also, what we're doing is not a full media fast, but what we want to encourage everybody to do is, what form of media do you think you spend the most time on? Okay, is it Facebook or is it watching TV or is it just surfing the internet, whatever? And then fast that for the next 40 days, okay? You can see here we spend quite a lot of time using media in different ways. Some of that is work-related. Some of that is all happening at the same time as well as we're doing other things. But we want to encourage people, what is the form of media that takes the first amount of your time in regards to how you use that time in terms of media? And so fast that and instead use some of that time to pray, but use some of that time to spend with people rather than just on your own and an electronic device. So we want to encourage all of us to be spending time with God, but also with each other and have quality time so that what is 19, maybe it reverses and becomes 91 on a given day rather than 19. What do you reckon? Yes. So we're going to be fasting a bit of food, fasting a little bit of media over the next few weeks. Now, one of the things we were talking about when we were preparing for this was time is like a currency. You know, when you have money, once you've spent that money, you can't get it back again. Is that right? And time is the same. Time is currency in our lives. Once you've spent that time doing something, you can never get that time back. And so I believe God wants us to understand the currency of time in our lives, and He wants us to use it not just to spend time doing something, but to invest time doing something. If you want to make some money grow, you invest it little by little, don't you? And the return you get should be greater than what you put in. And I think God wants us to have time used in that way in our lives. That the time we invest brings a return in our lives and in other lives rather than just spending a lot of time, which some of this is. Once you've spent it, it's gone. You can never retrieve it. So we want to understand that time is a currency. It has value in our lives, and we want to spend that time or use the currency of time in a way that's like an investment into our own lives, but into other people's lives as well. So that there's a good return or a godly return on how we're going to be using that time. Is that okay? So just think in the next 40 days, time is a currency. How am I spending this time in a way that's like an investment in my life and in other people's lives? So think about...
Just going to say, I think it's also to have a conversation as a family, as a household.
Yeah.
That decision is made together, that the young people in your family and others in your family understand why you're going to make decisions and make those decisions together at the beginning so that it saves problems down the line when suddenly you're not watching an awful lot of CBeebies when you used to, grown-ups, because I know you all love it. But just a conversation and a decision, because each of the different things which are taking up the time, that means there isn't the quality family time or the quality Jesus time, will be different for each one of our families. And if we have a conversation together and just honestly discuss where we're at, it's going to be easier to agree that before the Lord and stick to it for the 40 days and then see the great results in family life.
Yeah. So we want to encourage all of you. Did everybody get given a little handout flyer when you came in? Yeah, the First Love flyer. Well, in there, it gives you a whole number of pieces of information about the next 40 days. We want to encourage you to have communion in your homes. You can have that daily or once a week. That's up to you guys. But also invite friends round, as well as the praying. We've got early morning prayer meetings every day, Monday to Friday. Now, I appreciate some people can make those and some can't because of practical reasons. But we want to encourage people to spend some time, maybe get up a little bit earlier than you normally do. And let's put God first at the beginning of the day as well, if that's possible. I know if you've got little kids and they're up early, you might need to get them sorted and then make some space in your day for what God wants to do with you. But let's maximise the time that we've got over these next 40 days. The first 4 days this week, in the evenings, we're going to be meeting here, all three congregations coming together for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evenings. The students are all back tomorrow for the second term, so they're going to be joining with us as a church over the next few nights. And then the Wednesday nights that we've got for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be meeting as well, encountering God in different locations, some here for the Horsham congregation, for other congregations, wherever they're going to be meeting. But we want to encourage people to have at least one night in the week. Maybe you do this at the weekend when it's a bit less busy, but where you invite people round, or invite yourself round somebody else's house or something like that, and just have some food, hang out together, have a great evening, just investing in friendship, relationships. But also we want to encourage people, when you do that, have communion together. Maybe when you sit down and have your meal, maybe have communion right at the start and just take a few minutes to break bread and take some juice or whatever and just pray together before you eat and have communion together like they did in the book of Acts. They often broke bread daily around the table when they ate together and just invest in relationships. But what does God want to do during these next 40 days? There's a number of things he wants to do. He wants every one of us to have a personal breakthrough in our own lives with God. He wants us in our families to have breakthroughs. He wants us as a church family to have breakthroughs in our lives. He wants us to have breakthroughs for seeing people getting saved, for souls. He wants a breakthrough for the supernatural, a greater release of signs and wonders happening in our lives. But ultimately, what is it all about? It's about having a greater hunger and desire and a passion to want to know Jesus, for him to be the first love in our lives, so that we really do put him first in everything in our lives. And everything flows from that. As we've already read this morning when we prayed for the blue cards, Matthew 6, verse 33 says, if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else is added unto us. As we put God first in our lives, we find that we then do have time for everything else that is involved in life. If we try and put everything else in first, we just seem to run out of time. Everything gets squeezed and pressured and it's just that, you know. But if we put God first, somehow, then there's time for everything else that needs to happen in our lives, because the one we're putting first is the one who can redeem time and maximise it in our lives together. Now, there's one more thing we're going to do. We've got a little gift we want to give everybody. So have we got all of the sweets ready? Do we have all those ready? Who's going to give those out? We're going to pass the buckets along. We're going to do a reverse offering right now, okay? So as the buckets come round, we want everybody to take one little packet of Rolos out. So if we can do that really quickly, okay? Just grab a little, everybody, grab a little packet of Rolos as they come past you. Let's thank the guys that helped us up here for a minute. Everybody grab a packet of Rolos. Now, you've all seen the TV advert, or many of you have, where the little quote at the end is when the person gets to their last Rolo, it's, do you love somebody enough to give them your last Rolo? If you don't like Rolos, just pretend there's something else that you do like a lint ball or whatever you eat. I don't know, lentils for those that are not into sweets. Just, I don't know, we can pray for you if you're into that. But now we're going to do the reverse of this as well, okay? Because the next 40 days is about God being our first love, okay? So what we want everybody to do now is we want you to go and find somebody else, and we want you to give them your first Rolo. Now, if you want to go the extra mile, you can give them the whole packet if you want. But we want to give you a first. But what we want you to do when you go and find somebody, okay? Say, I want to give you my first Rolo. But what I also want to do is pray for you over the next 40 days, that you're going to have a really great time with God, fresh encounter with God, and that God's going to do amazing things in your life over the next 40 days, okay? How many of you know that when you God gives space, he's going to fill it? If we don't give him space, he's got nothing to fill. So we want to give God some space in our lives over the next 40 days so he can come and fill us in terms of what he wants to do. So you ready? Everybody jump to your feet. Go and find somebody that you might not normally spend time with, or your husband or your wife, whatever, and go and give somebody the first Rolo and then spend a couple of minutes, pray for one another, okay?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.